Yes, hello. Are you hungry? Well, holy smoke, come to Jerry's Bronze Tusk. Number one borscht, number one fish salad, number one beer, all of Belimina. Why not come tonight?
Bronze Tusk's Rusty Axe, 13 Fish Street, in the heart of the Copper Penny Road Entertainment District of Belimina. This week featuring 2-for-1 fish salad and Took's Blogger, the best beer in Belimina. That's Bronze Tusk's Rusty Axe, Copper Penny Road, Belimina.
Hi there. You're listening to Runelanders. I'm your host and friendly neighborhood dungeon master, and call me Mad Adam. And this is my co-conspirator and partner in crime, the inestimable Mr. Sean Yo. Say hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Great to be here.
Runelanders is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast set in a homebrew world which draws as much inspiration from the classic epics of old as from rock and roll, comic books, and, well, so many other influences of the 20th century. It's a retro-futurist fantasy spectacular, which we're pretty sure you're going to love. Our first storyline is called Rapscallions, and it follows the first fumbling forays of a felonious fellowship through the suave salons and sinister saloons of Byzantine Belimina, an ancient city built on secrets, steel, and the power of steam.
So if you're not sure what an actual play 5th ed D&D podcast is, let me break it down for you. D&D is Dungeons & Dragons, and right now there's published as the 5th edition. So that's all that means. So I'm sure you've heard of Dungeons & Dragons getting together with your friends and basically playing imaginary for grown-ups. An actual play podcast is just that, where we actually play D&D and we record it and you get to follow along and be part of the story. Now, a lot of actual play podcasts are pretty straightforward. People get together, they get their Doritos and their Mountain Dew and their funny dice all together, and they hit record. And certainly we have lots of Doritos and Mountain Dew, but we do things a little bit different, where we do quite a bit of editing. We like to think of this as a curated actual play. We're also big music fans and have licensed music to go along with it. So we really hope you can kick back, enjoy, and get down with the tales of our rapscallions and the epics that are going to happen across the Runelands.
Now, a little bit about us. Sean and I have been friends for well over 2 decades now. We've been gaming together the whole time. When I first met him, I presented him with the idea for this homebrew world that I'd had, and, well, you know, kind of dragged him into helping me with it. But he's been pretty good about it ever since, and in fact, why don't I stop talking for you?
Yeah, hi, I'm Sean, and we have indeed, Adam and I have indeed been friends for a long time now, and you know, we've played a lot of games together, from Vampire, even LARPs, World of Warcraft, D&D, all kinds of board games, everything under the sun. But, you know, if there's one through line for all the stories we've told and all the monsters that we fought together, it would definitely be in Adam's homebrew world, the Runeland. So I'm really excited to be sharing this with more people. And this is absolutely a labor of love that we've been working on for a long time. So welcome to the Runelands.
Now, while we might be experienced gamers, when we started podcasting, we frankly didn't know what we were doing. It took us a couple episodes to catch the swing of it. So we're going to ask your indulgence for the first couple. Episodes 1 to 3 might not sound as good as later episodes, but the story, well, that's the thing. So bear with it. We promise it'll be worth your efforts.
We really appreciate your patience. And while we might be level 1 podcasters, we are definitely level 20 gamers. We've been doing this a long time, and we're really excited to bring our style and our experience with role-playing and especially storytelling for your entertainment. We really hope that you dig it. Now, I will say that, you know, we're all grown-ups here, and when you listen to the show, you're going to get content that's not unlike primetime dramas. So if more grown-up themes, like some occasional violence, sexual themes, drug use, things like, if that sounds like your cup of tea, then this is the show for you.
Thanks for joining the ranks of the Runetics. I'm Adam.
And I'm Sean.
Get ready, Runetics, and let's roll.